Hello, I'm Nate Ware, and Julie has invited me to share a thought or two from our favorite scriptures or a devotional thought that comes to me, and it's a privilege to do so. It's one of our greatest privileges to be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height of the love of God. And to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye may be filled with all the fullness of God. These scriptures from the book of Ephesians, 3rd chapter, 18th and 19th, say so much. Or to live with God in the love of Christ. And live for God in the love of Christ. And live by God in the love of Christ. What a privilege. It's our privilege of prayer, our privilege of presence, and our privilege of power. But God knows we need the presence of God, His presence in our lives. What does He ask back? Not too much. Maybe everything. Because, verse 20 and 21 in this third chapter book of Ephesians says it so well. Now to Him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us, unto Him be glory in the church. By Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Now to Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly. God knows our frail frame, but as the saying goes so well, and it's true, He qualifies the call unto Him. Be all the glory. Unto Him be all the glory by Christ Jesus throughout ages. All ages, world without end. Yes. Amen and amen.